L'Assemblea escuchará con...
The Assembly will hear an address by His Excellency Alpha Condé, the President of the Republic of Guinea. I request protocol to escort His Excellency.
En nombre de la Asamblea General.
On behalf of the General Assembly, it is my honor to welcome to the United Nations His Excellency Alpha Condé, President of the Republic of Guinea, and to invite him to address the Assembly.
Monsieur le Président.
Mr. President, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, heads of state and government, Mr. Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, ladies and gentlemen, 14 years ago, in this same hall, the international community, in a surge of hope, committed itself to achieving the objectives by 2015, the eradication of poverty and the advent of a world of prosperity in an environment of security. 1 year from this deadline, we are obliged to acknowledge that mankind has not yet created all the inevitable conditions necessary for such ambitions. The very basis of our organization may be shaken unless measures are taken to cope with these colossal challenges. Poverty continues to live side by side with major pandemics, threatening the glimmers of hope of a decent life to which our peoples have a right. Man's aggressive steps against the environment are moving us further and further away from the indispensable balance necessary for flourishing and for sustainable development. Fundamental rights are still trampled underfoot, thus opening up the way and opening the floodgates of intolerance, frustration, and social crises. Peace and security, which have been wavering in many countries, are more than ever threatening the stability of our planet. It is undeniable that only a global and concerted approach will lead us to a society free from the restraining defects of genuine progress. Mr. President, in congratulating you on your outstanding election, we have not the slightest doubt that you will be part of the dynamic process of a new global partnership, which we all hope to see and which is so vital. Here and now, we assure you of our support, and which you have always given your predecessor, Ambassador John Usher, to whom we pay a stirring tribute for his leadership in the search for solutions to the questions that concern us. Mr. President, it is my duty here to raise with you the issue of the serious health and humanitarian crisis Guinea and other states of the Western African subregion are now facing. As you are aware, the Ebola hemorrhagic fever virus has been threatening international security. Since its emergence in March 2014, it has caused more than 2,500 victims, and it continues to claim lives. The health personnel has not been spared. Given the explosive spread of this epidemic, a special summit of heads of state of the Mano River Union was held in Conakry the 1st of August 2014. This summit adopted a shared strategy to combat the illness and launched an urgent appeal to the international community for a coordinated global response. On the national level, my government declared the declaration of health emergency on the 13th of August. Stringent health measures were strengthened by the obligatory establishment of medical control at all border crossings and posts, including airports. The negative impact of the Ebola hemorrhagic virus and fever on national economy was shown through the slowdown in commercial trade, a drop in productivity, and a decline in activities in the sectors of transportation, investment, and tourism. At the present stage, Guinea has had a loss of nearly 2.5% on planned GDP growth. This loss could increase unless appropriate measures are not taken in time to stem the epidemic. Other adverse consequences are also looming over the affected countries, in particular the closure of borders and the free movement of peoples, the suspension of flights, and the stigmatization of nationals of the states affected by this illness. The Ebola epidemic recalls to us the vital need of a global approach to contain and conquer this terrible illness. We need to combat the irrational panic which has taken over the world. Ebola is a highly serious epidemic, but it can be healed, and it is not necessarily a death sentence. And with the other African states, and Mali in June, and the King of Morocco, to whom I pay homage here, France and other countries, the heads of state of Côte d'Ivoire and others, and Guinea, the president of the Congo, Sassou Nguesso, and the president of Gabon, Ali, have decided to lift the ban on airport flights, and we thank them for that. Here, as acting president of the Mana River Union, I should like to welcome the nomination of coordinator of the UN system and pay a sincere tribute to the action of WHO, the CDC in Atlanta, Médecins Sans Frontières and the Red Cross, as well as the other bilateral partners who are sparing no effort to support the coordinated measures of the affected countries in order to eradicate the Ebola virus. This is why my country has welcomed with real satisfaction Resolution 2177, co-sponsored by 134 member states and unanimously adopted by the members of the Security Council, as well as the resolution regarding the deployment of the UN mission for urgent action against Ebola. I would also like to pay tribute to the spirit of solidarity, which continues to make itself felt regarding the countries affected by the epidemic, and to express our gratitude to all states and organizations which have provided us with assistance. In particular, I would like to thank President Obama, President François Hollande, and the United Nations Secretary General for their support and the appeal that they have made to all of the world's countries. There are urgent needs now for our countries to further move forward our action to effectively combat Ebola. These needs are within various areas, such as the strengthening of infrastructure and health systems, a step up in the number of health personnel, financial, material, and logistical assistance, for the lack of such assistance here is holding back our efforts. It is all very nice to make promises, but there is urgent to act in the field. The faster we act, the more chances we have of conquering this. Mr. President, sustainable development remains the cornerstone for the flourishing of humanity. The international community must put an end to poverty, which still continues to hold nearly 2 billion human beings hostage, and most of them live in Africa. Beyond the economic and social aspect, this is a question of human dignity. It is a question of justice and equality. We there have no right to retreat, even more so to remain passively on the sidelines. To be sure, progress, though not always on an equal level, has been accomplished in achieving the MDGs. The frontiers of illiteracy have receded, although efforts remain to be made to achieve the quality and parity we require in fact, achieving knowledge. The indispensable role of women in transforming society has been further stepped up. And yet, family health, access to water, to basic health care and social protection deserve further investment and political commitment. Still worse, the digital divide has still not been filled because of a lack of good policies and the transfer of science and new technologies. However, encouraging results have been made in combating malaria and HIV/AIDS despite the threat of that illness for millions of persons who do not yet have access to retroviral drugs. Mr. President, the plethora of challenges battering our world require an urgent global and concerted response. In this collective search for well-being, Africa in particular is continuing to work on growth, but is having difficulty in translating this into a genuine drive for development. However, eradicating poverty is not a sinecure. The new Africa we wish to see must promote structural transformations which will allow it to acquire robust and diversified economies in order to ensure reinvestment of funds in industries with added value which are respectful of the environment. In this framework, the climate summit, organized together with this session, allows for hope for the adoption of a binding agreement during the international conference planned for Paris in 2015. It goes without saying that these measures will be built on the basis of a private sector which is dynamic, supported by strong institutions guaranteeing good governance, and which will be a crucible for inclusive development. Here, despite a very difficult context of systematic crisis and a lack of foreign resources, because of a non-respect for commitments made, Africa will be able, in fact, to take its place within the international system, to grow in confidence and step up intra-African trade in order to have an impact on the flow of global trade. Here, too, our continent will be able, by counting first of all on its own strengths, to reduce its vulnerability and build resilience through coherent strategy and the search for innovative financing, which are capable of accelerating its full flourishing. Mr. President, aware of all of these challenges, Guinea has irreversibly become part of the dynamic process of the advancement of democracy and the rule of law, the pedestal of sustainable development. In so doing, since our accession to the Supreme Magistrate of the country in 2010, we have undertaken actions which are affecting all areas of the life of the nation. In that framework, the reform of the defense and security sector guarantee the republican role of our armed forces, are intensifying their participation in the process of peacekeeping throughout the world. The independence of the judiciary system has now been consecrated. The macroeconomic framework is competitive, is healthy, and strengthens the credibility of Guinea on the international arena. With an initiative of transparency in the extractive industries, Guinea today has available one of the most attractive mining codes. Still better, the revision of all contracts makes it possible for to have a more secure environment for investors and assure profitable developments to the population of Guinea while preserving our ecosystem. Of course, the development of the mining sector will be based on the advancement of agriculture in order to ensure our food security in 2017 and leave to future generations the resources required to build a world that matches their hopes. The growth which we hope to see will be all the more optimistic since it will promote the creation of decent jobs for young people, independence of women, two groups which form the richest and the imperishable sources of any kind of progress. Mr. President, our continued thirst to ensure the well-being of our populations can only be quenched in an environment of stability free from crisis and conflicts. Multilateralism, the only alternative to implementing our objectives, is all the more necessary so that our states, large and small, strong or weak, our states are determined to make their contribution to building a more just and more equitable global society within a reformed United Nations, one capable of responding to the needs of mankind. In that context, Africa, the most highly battered continent, will have to shoulder its responsibilities and share its efforts within the framework of regional integration, which will be stronger, an essential link in a global partnership for a more dynamic and more pragmatic peace. This is why we need to be further involved in the struggle against terrorism, extremism, and intolerism, the illicit traffic in small arms and light weapons, which fuels transborder crime and maritime insecurity, all of these scourges which set back development. It is high time now to be the genuine builders of our destiny. The rule of law, respect for human rights, and good governments remain those intangible realities which we must move forward. Thus, the implementation of the architecture of peace and security, as well as the African capacity for rapid response to crisis, will consolidate our credibility in stabilizing the continent. I should like to make particular stress here on the inadmissible cavalry that our Palestinian brothers are going through. Guinea has always clearly and unequivocally expressed its unconditional solidarity with the just Palestinian cause and firmly condemns the horrendous acts committed by Israel in the Gaza Strip, which is now suffering under the heel of a cruel and vile embargo. My country remains convinced that any viable and lasting solution to the Middle East hinges on the creation of two states living side by side with secure and internationally recognized borders based on pre-1967 borders. Mr. President, we shall soon have the opportunity to take stock of the MDGs. On the eve of this meeting, and while now that we have decided at our 68th session to set the stage for the sustainable development objectives, it is utterly clear that the implementation of this legitimate goal hinges on the appropriate means for its implementation and the taking into account of the priorities of the poor countries, in particular the African countries. This is why Guinea, a member of the committee of the High Panel, calls on all to give greater attention to the shared African tradition for the post-2015 agenda. This is all the more true since Africa does well, the world will do better. For this new Africa, more far-ranging, more promising, aware of its rich economic and human potential, is now ready to shoulder its responsibilities. I once again should like to thank the Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, who has had all of his actions and all his energy work on an adequate response of the United Nations to all of the challenges now assailing us, and we express to him our gratitude and respect. There can be no doubt that his efforts in the future will chart the path for the indispensable refounding of the international system so that the UN will work in harmony with its original objectives of advancing peace and security, respect for freedom and fundamental rights in a world of democracy, equity, and progress for everyone. I thank you.
En nombre de la Asamblea.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Republic of Guinea for the statement just made. May I request representatives to remain seated while we greet the President.